Good evening, everyone. So, thank you. So, as some of you know, I work at McDonald's, which working there can be a bit of a challenge. And I'm not saying that the job is difficult. It's more that it's like spiritually difficult. So, the reason being is like, so there's like angry customers, irresponsible employees, which that in itself is a bit of a challenge. And the reason why I'm talking about this is I've realized that there's a good thing that comes out of these situations. Because situations like these can give you a chance to be a leader by being a good example. So for the passage, please turn your Bibles to 1 Timothy 4:12. And if you are using a Pew Bible this evening, that is on page 1673. So the background of this passage is the book of 1 Timothy was written by the Apostle Paul. And intended for his younger colleague, Timothy, in regard for his ministry. And in the passage we're reading today, Paul gives Timothy advice to pastor a church with division, and what to do with the negativity against his age, and not to mention his personal challenges. He then gives Timothy five areas where he can be a good example to others. So the first verse, or for the passage, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and purity. So this verse pretty much highlights a prime opportunity given by every simple challenge we are faced with, which is being a good example. Now, why do I need to be a good example? Well, first off, it provides good witnessing opportunities, and also it lets people know that they can look up to you, which gives you a good opportunity to be a leader. So how can you be a good example? Well, the passage gives five different methods. So for the first, in a word or a conversation, what we can say can make a really big impact on someone. And it may not seem significant, but it can have a pretty big effect. And the Bible even goes further on this on 1 Peter 1:15, which reads, "But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation." And for the second one, in charity, and some other different renditions, like in different versions of the Bible, like calls it actions, and Ephesians 4:32, "And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you." Which we should always reflect the actions of God, as he made us in his own image. So I mean, like, how would people look at God if we were to make unholy actions and do bad things? And for the third one, in spirit, which is the verse that I put for this one, is Romans 8:16. "The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God." So we should talk to people about God, and not just to Christians, but also to those who aren't saved. Because our religion should not be a secret. And when others look at you, they should recognize you like as a Christian. And in faith, Romans 10:17. "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Which this is saying that we need to regularly attend church. So that's how someone will know that you take God seriously. Which if you don't, God obviously isn't a priority. Not to mention they probably won't even realize that you're a Christian. Then the fifth and final method is impurity. So in 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 3 through 5, "For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor, not in the lust of conspicuance, even as the Gentiles which know not God." The Bible directly addresses this, which we need to control ourselves with the holy manner. And it even compares to how the unsaved, how we need to act differently and stick out. Which, with these methods, I always try to apply these to myself, especially at work. Which I haven't mentioned, is quite a missions field. Y'all should too. I mean, you don't need to be like a certain qualification to be a leader or be a good example. I mean, and you'd be pretty surprised by the number of witnessing opportunities and leadership opportunities that doing so can present. So, thank you.